Stay tuned because I'm going to tell you some tips to better manage your social media and take back control of your digital space. Today, we're diving into a topic that's become increasingly important in our digital age: taking control of the content you see on your social media. Let's break it down. Social media can be overwhelming. There are so many platforms out there. There's Instagram, there's YouTube, Twitter, well, now X, Discord, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Threads, TikTok. There's just so many of them are out there. And if you're not on all of them at once and posting and sharing content constantly, then you're just out of touch, apparently. Or you're experiencing FOMO, where it's a fear of missing out. Or you're not on social media and you're watching this somehow through somebody else's account, which makes you a social media moocher. But we're not going to get into that. That's not the point. And thanks for watching, by the way. It's not possible to give your attention to every single app every day. That's just not realistic. And why should you? Some of the most important and successful channels and celebrities that are out there have teams managing their social media channels. And this isn't a slam against social media, not really. This is a brief discussion on how to control your social media so that social media doesn't control you. Social media has been a blessing in some ways, helping to keep families together, helping to recognize family that you didn't even know existed, and to keep connections with friends from high school, college, what have you. But it's also good for alienating people from one another and promoting false and misleading concepts. Because let's face it, there's bad actors out there that are making it harder for you to find the truth between the headlines. But that's not what we're here to address today. Social media can be fun and educational if you allow it to be. The algorithm wants you to stay on the platform for as long as possible. It wants to keep your interest so that it can sell ad space. Keep this in mind when something pops up on a side and tells you, you might also be interested in this, because that's where you get caught going down the rabbit hole. And sometimes the rabbit hole will have you out of your character and into a downward spiral of content that ends up feeding into your anxieties. Like me in 2021. Everywhere I looked, my feed was violence, anger, and sadness. And while it's important to give awareness to the issues that are going on around us in our world, understandably, it's overwhelming. The negative images, videos, and headlines I saw really messed with my head. Doom scrolling was amplifying my PTSD, and it was like a roller coaster of constant anxiety and funny cat memes. In this scenario, my social media was controlling me. And this is why content control matters. That's when I decided to change my algorithm so that I can see what I want to see and keep the other things that are fueling my anxiety out of my face and off of my feed. So let's talk about controlling your feed, because this is where it's important. This is where we get caught in the doom scroll. This is where ads pop up and channels and content are suggested to you. If it bothers you and you don't know why you're seeing it, just hit the three little dots at the top right corner of the post. A drop-down window will open up and it'll give you options not to see this post again or anything like it. Hit those three little dots in the top right corner of the post, and there you go. This is all about creating the feed that resonates with you. So follow content that sets the mood you want when you scroll your feed. If you head to your profile and tap following, here you'll see a list of accounts that you're following and their recent activity. This is a great way to assess who's popping up in your feed and whether or not you care to follow them. Another step is you can mute or unfollow people. This is easy on Instagram. If you're seeing content that doesn't align with your interests, consider muting or unfollowing accounts. Another thing is adjusting your ad preferences. If you're on Instagram or Facebook and you're tired of irrelevant ads, go to settings, hit account center, and then click on ad preferences. Here, you'll see where all the ads you've interacted with are. You can make adjustments to see less of certain ads or ads that mean nothing to you. Instagram will show you fewer ads like this that don't resonate with your interests. Say you're on social media, but you really like your privacy. You can turn off likes. You can turn off comments. You can just be for your friends and family, and that's it. Something that's really important that you can do, especially on YouTube, is clear your watch history. For instance, on the YouTube app, go to history and clear your watch history. This is like a reset, a fresh start for all the recommendations that it may send you. You can also adjust your recommendations. Like on YouTube, if you click those three little dots in the top right corner, you can hit not interested or don't recommend channel. YouTube gets the message. Over time, your recommendations will become more tailored to your taste. So now that you have a better idea how to get back control of your social media, you can see it's not very hard. You can now go back and enjoy the experience rather than feeling anger and depressed after scrolling what seems to be the dark web. Remember, it's all about curating a space that reflects your interests and makes your digital experience more enjoyable. If you found these tips helpful, give us a thumbs up and subscribe for more content and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated. On behalf of Greencastle Consulting, your nation's premier strategy execution firm, I'm Al Green, and I'll see you in the next episode.